Welcome to the Authentic Life Podcast. My name is Satwa, and I'm here to help you seek, speak, and live your truth daily. I went from being anxious, depressed, addicted, afraid of being seen, to healing myself and finding inner peace all within 1 year. I believe that we are our own healers and gurus, and I empower you with the psychological teachings and spiritual insights that helped me and hundreds of others on their self-transformation journey. I'm so honored that you pressed play today. Let's begin. Hey, Seeker. Hello, hello, hello. I wanted to share something with you as kind of a piggyback off my viral freaking post that just brought this massive influx of new faces into my community, which is so exciting because I feel like as soon as my consciousness expanded, my network expanded and my community expanded. Like, how freaking cool is that? So if you're new to the community, welcome. I'm excited to have you here. This is literally my life's calling, you guys. It's like, I'm trying not to say you guys. My friends, this is literally my life's calling. It's to walk my path of truth. And then whoever I cross paths with on the way, I'm like, hey, come along for the ride. Let's explore and heal and grow together as a community, because that's what makes this whole journey so much more fun and less intimidating, you know? So, excuse my cat. So, welcome. If you're new, welcome. If you've been with me for a while, thank you for sticking it through with me. I know that over the last few years, I've had quite a number of transformation, and Seeking with Satwa went through many different iterations because as I evolved, my brand evolved, and I really appreciate those who have just stuck it through with me and have evolved with me and are still showing up. Thank you for trusting me and teaching me and challenging me as well. So let's get into this, shall we? This episode is for whoever is going through a transitional phase in their growth or consciousness evolution. I mean, we're all kind of continuously evolving, but there are certain transitional stages where you can feel that you're expanding. You're starting to maybe question those teachings or practices that you're used to, and maybe you're feeling like you're kind of outgrowing them, like you would outgrow your favorite pair of jeans, right? You're like, I don't know if these fit me anymore. I don't know if this reflects my style anymore. We outgrow shit, right? I think it's normal to, and I think in fact we should. It's healthy to. And this is what evolution is about. Because if you're not growing, you're stagnant, right? So maybe you're at that phase right now and you're kind of ready to go deeper into a deeper layer and embody new teachings and practices that are going to support you on that next level growth. And that transition, oh, I know that transition so well. It's so exciting, but it's also really scary. Like I could just feel it in my body, that nervousness, you know, that like terrifying feeling of like, oh my God, what's next? Because our spiritual practice is so foundational to how we see ourselves and how we see the world, that to let go of any piece of that and watch that sort of fade away and dissolve, it feels like an ego death, right? And in fact, it can even spiral us into an existential depression, which is what happens to me every time I go through an evolution or one of my transformations. I literally just like withdraw and get really depressed. And I usually tell my social media community that I'm like taking a break. So if that sounds like something that you are going through right now, I'm here to support you 1000% all the freaking way. That is my work. That is the client work that I do, because most of my clients, when they come to me, they've already been on the spiritual path, and not all of them, but most of them. They've explored many different practices, various teachings, and by the time they come to me, they're ready for that next level growth. So my job literally is to guide you through that transition so that it is less confusing, less dark, and actually more playful and fun. So something that came up a lot in my comments and my DMs regarding that viral post, you guys maybe know which one I'm talking about. If you don't, go check it out. It's the one where I have two columns, where one of them is New Age spirituality, the other column is age-old wisdoms. And it looks like I'm pinning them against each other, but I'm just offering two different perspectives. And if you were drawn to this post and you were particularly drawn to that age-old wisdom column, I think that you felt this call from spirit to go deeper into your spiritual practice, which is a beautiful thing. I congratulate you and I acknowledge you for that, for being open and curious. Now, the hesitation that I was hearing from some of the people was that, particularly from the New Age camp, was that they didn't want to let go of certain teachings. Right? I heard like, but I just love the law of attraction. I love manifestation. Why is that bad? Why shouldn't I practice that? Here's the thing. And here's the thing that I didn't have the space and capacity to clarify in an Instagram post, which is why I'm doing it here. Nothing is bad. Nothing is wrong. There is no such thing as good, bad, right, wrong in spirituality. Spirituality does not have those dualities. Spirituality is a very unique expression of the being, of our being. So how can anything be wrong with that? And no one, including me, has the right to come in and tell you that your spirituality is wrong, or a certain practice is wrong, or a certain teacher is bad. No, fuck that. Like, it's such a personal thing. It is your journey that is sacred to you. And only you know what's resonating with your soul at any moment in time. And whatever that may be, trust it. Go for it. Explore it. I mean, this is what it's about. How else are you going to learn and grow? So your journey is actually not so much about what you're practicing or what teaching you're embodying, but rather it's about how open you are keeping yourself to the mysteries of the unknown, okay? So here's my issue with a lot of New Age spirituality teachings. My issue is not about the teachings themselves, but that a lot of the teachings are very outcome focused and control based. That it almost sets a very juicy and tempting and enticing trap for our ego to fall into, because the ego thrives on control. Right? So what's missing, at least for me, what I find to be missing from these New Age practices is something that is really embodied very deeply in ancient texts that are based on, you know, Buddha Dharma or Vedic scripture, which is this deep, deep, deep reverence for the unknown, a respect for the mysteries of the universe and how those mysteries are reflected in our being. So when we forget that this is all one big mystery and we fall into the trap of, you know, trying to control or manipulate an outcome, I think it really robs us of experiencing this freedom, the liberation that comes from truly surrendering yourself to the path. There is freedom in giving up control. And when you're too focused on manifesting a certain kind of reality, you kind of miss that. You kind of miss the point. I'm going to share with you something that freaking blew my mind. It's like the most profound thing that my Zen master has ever said to me, okay? The moment that this phrase landed on my ears and reached me and touched me and moved me, something clicked. And ever since then, I've been able to move through this journey with so much more grace and ease. And it's become like my personal mantra, okay? I tell all of my clients this and they laugh because it's so freaking simple and profound. That's Zen for you, right? And my Zen master is like, he's like in his 70s, okay? He's pretty much dedicated his entire life, or at least the last 30, 40 years, to his inner journey and to studying Zen and really truly immersing himself in these teachings. Like, he's the real fucking deal. And this was said to me during a training. He said to us, as soon as you think you know, you're fucked. How profound is that? That should be like a modern Zen proverb, right? It's just brilliant. As soon as you think you know, you're fucked. I mean, when I heard that from my teacher, my 70-something-year-old teacher who I looked up to and I looked to for answers, and for him to say that, I was like, okay, you know what? I resign. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done trying to figure this shit out. Like, what's the point? The point is not to know. The point is to experience the unknown, right? It's to experience this paradox we call life. I mean, what I'm saying here is not new, my friends. These are some age-old wisdoms, but they are so worth revisiting time and time and time again, because this is what keeps us grounded. I believe this is what keeps us open and curious. And this is what keeps us playful and kind of young, not young in an age way, but like childlike, right? Childlike on our journey, because children, they don't really know. They're just like going with it. And so this is really, really foundational, I think, to the path. Not to be so outcome focused and control based, because that is actually what causes suffering to the mind. So as you move through this next phase of your growth, as you transition, my best advice to you is to honestly lighten up. Lighten the fuck up. And not take this practice or the next practice or any practice for that matter so seriously. Life, man, don't take life so seriously. You don't have to ditch your favorite practices, okay? It's not about what you practice. Those practices are not going to determine your growth. It's what you make of it. It's how you interpret it. If you interpret it as the end-all be-all, yeah? If you fall into the trap of the know-it-all, the know-it-all ego trap, we all know that trap, then you're just shooting yourself in the foot, my friend. You are sabotaging your own growth. So the number one trap, let me phrase this very clearly, the number one trap that you can fall into when you're on this path, the only thing that will actually sabotage your growth is not the teaching, yeah, it's the know-it-all trap. It's thinking that you've reached this big sign that says, congratulations, you have arrived, and there's like a marching band there to greet you, you know, and you stop questioning things. You stop being curious. So as long as you stay open and curious and bring an attitude of surrender and humility to your heart, then you can't go wrong. Like I always say, all roads lead to home. Just make sure that's where you're going. All right, well, that is my little sharing for today. I hope that will support you as you navigate these new waters, as you explore deeper existential meanings, as you expand into a new level of growth and awareness. I'm super excited for you, and I'm honored to be here with you. And I send you my well wishes and my blessings as you navigate this path. My greatest joy in the entire world is helping my clients expand in their consciousness into that next level awareness. There is so much healing and beautiful growth and blossoming that comes out of that. And this is why I have lovingly crafted my signature 6-week program. It's called the Authentic Self Program, and this program has catalyzed some deep, deep transformations, deep transformations in my clients. I just opened up enrollment for the fall 2020 cohort, which starts in September. So if spiritual coaching is something that you're looking for right now, and you would like my guidance and my support as you make that transition into the next level of your growth and conscious expansion, I would love to talk to you and tell you all about my offering. So head on over to seekingwithsatwa.com/coaching, and you can also book a free 30-minute call with me to see if we're a good fit. So with that, I will leave you for now. Aw, that sounded kind of sad. I don't want to leave you, but I'll be back. You know, I have so much more to share where that came from. I love sharing my heart with you. I love you. Thank you for being here. Till next time. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Authentic Life Podcast. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe and share this episode with your community on social media. Just don't forget to tag me at Seeking with Satwa on Instagram. If you want more of my teachings, head over to seekingwithsatwa.com to check out my blog posts, download my free Inner Child ebook, and sign up for my bi-monthly Authentic Life newsletter so that you can receive more insights and tidbits to support you on your journey. I can't wait to continue walking this path with you, and thanks again for listening to today's episode. Until next time, keep going, keep growing, keep seeking and speaking your truth so that you can finally live an authentic life.